thoughts on the performance today?
Yeah, you know, I think we had a tremendous team win on the road against a great divisional opponent. You know, we knew that we would get a great effort from the Chargers. We knew they had a lot of talent. We knew it would be a tough football game. I think this is just a credit to this team and how hard everybody works throughout the week in preparation and getting ready. And, you know, no one blinked, you know, with that being a road game. And our defense really came out, set the tone. Offensively, we got you know, a quick start, quick score. We slowed down a little bit throughout the game. We did what we had to do to stay into it. You know, we made a few mistakes. We'll watch that on tape. We'll learn from them. We'll get better because of those mistakes. But, you know, hats off to the defense, the special teams. They kept us in the game all game long and really had a special performance.
I feel like a home game out there.
Oh, my gosh. It was unbelievable how much orange. You know, it's just a testament that we truly do have the best fans in the world. You know, Denver Bronco fans are very special. It's amazing how much orange was in that stadium today, and they have no idea how much that means to us.
Does it make a difference?
Absolutely. You know, when you run out of the tunnel and you see half the stadium, if not more, is orange, you know, that gets you excited. You know, you want to play well for your fans, whether you're at home or on the road, and just to get that kind of support on the road in San Diego really means a lot to this football team.
You were talking about on this road that no one blinked among your teammates. I mean, I thought other people wondered if you would ever blink. Have you encountered a situation where you personally, or, you know, has anything been too big?
No. Have I played perfect, though? Absolutely not. And I think that's the one thing over the course of these three football games, I'm learning so much every single time I'm out there on the field. And, you know, I think it's okay to make mistakes once in a while as long as it doesn't hurt your team. But the important thing is learning from those mistakes and making sure that they don't happen again. And that's what's been happening on a weekly basis.
Learning often, especially in this league, learning often hurts. Why hasn't it hurt you?
Well, I think the most important reason why, you know, my mistakes, you know, a turnover that I had today in the red area, a turnover I had last week, is because of how great our defense is and how hard those guys play. You know, our defense consistently puts the offense in great positions throughout the game. Our special teams does the same thing. So what makes this football team special is we know how to win as a football team.
When you play quarterback, do you have it in mind, the defense you have, either to relax you or maybe to play, take fewer chances?
Right. Obviously, I know the talent and how good our defense is. But at the same time, it doesn't give you comfort. It doesn't make you relax. What it does is it just makes you I don't want to say manage the game, but you have to understand the big picture of the whole deal. Obviously, as a quarterback and as an offense, you want to score points every drive. And as a quarterback, you want to throw the ball 50 times. But with the defense that we have, maybe that's not the best formula to win football games as the Denver Broncos of 2015.
Brock, till this point, it's been kind of week by week. People are saying, well, let's see what Brock does this week. All right, now let's see what he does this week. That's kind of how it's been. Or do you think by now more fair after winning in Chicago, Tom Brady and the Patriots at home, yeah. Phillip Rivers in San Diego, it's more like you're ready to take on this team?
You know, I don't know about that. Obviously, I'm very confident in my abilities to lead this football team if I'm asked to do that. Right now, I've been asked to do that on a weekly basis. You know, Chicago was 1 week at a time. Then I was told, okay, I'm going to play against the Patriots. So that was 1 week at a time. Then I was told San Diego. So truly just taking this 1 week at a time. You know, tomorrow we'll get in to the facility back at Dove Valley, sit down with Coach Knapp, and just see what the future holds for, you know, the Raiders next week.
Are your butterflies smaller now than they were 3 weeks ago?
You know, I haven't really had any butterflies. 3 weeks ago in Chicago, I had a lot of excitement, though. I was very excited to get on that field. It was hard to sleep the night before because I was just so excited to play football with this team. But, you know, once again, this isn't about me and my performances on a weekly basis. The past 3 weeks, we've had three huge team wins, and, you know, we'll learn from our mistakes, we'll grow from them, and we'll get ready for the Raiders next week.
Rock and Patriots loose. You guys now control your own destiny.
Absolutely. But I think the most important thing is you can never look too far ahead. If you look too far ahead, you're going to get bit somewhere along the way. So one thing that Coach Kubiak preaches and one thing that's been ingrained in my head is just keep a small focus and take it week by week, and that's exactly what this football team is going
to
do.
Specific to the game plan today, it looked like a lot of bootleg passes were in the game plan, and getting Demaryius going early.
We did. We had a lot of bootlegs called, and, you know, that's Coach Kubiak giving me a little bit of leeway as far as taking some shots down the field. Once again, that's something I'll learn from on the tape. You know, maybe some of those shots I shouldn't have taken. Maybe I should have found a completion and just kept those sticks moving. But we'll see when we look at the tape. And then as far as Demaryius, you know, I think his performance today, and especially early on, is just a true testament to the player that he is and the person that he is. Obviously, he didn't play the way that he wanted to last week. He came up with a huge fourth quarter catch that helped this team get a win last week. But just because of how he practices on a daily basis and how hungry he is, I knew he would bounce back this week.
Okay, thank you, Brock.
Thank you, guys.